I'm usually an optimistic guy. Well, a chucklehead, really, but I was born a white male in America, about as lucky a combination in this cruel world as I can think of. You want to talk about the 1% of the world? I'm in the club. But lately I've been troubled. My optimism has begun to seep away, and dark thoughts crowd my horizon. Maybe you know what I mean. Just an inchoate dread starting to cloud your days. Climate change, Gaza, Trump, Ukraine, artificial intelligence, Trump, pandemics. Did I mention Trump? The past few years, the past few decades, they're the hottest on record. Storms are worse, hurricanes form faster, the Arctic ice pack is melting, the Siberian tundra is pumping out methane stored for millions of years. Sea levels are rising, ocean temperatures are off the chart. The world is heating up, just like our politics. Meteorological immigrants will destabilize the countries they move to. Borders will close, walls will be built. Nationalism will make us all xenophobes and racists. Elon Musk wants to colonize Mars by sending transport spaceships, each one with 100 or 200 pioneers. He plans to bioengineer the next generations, humans more adaptable to life on another planet. With AI, who knows? The guy may actually pull it off. He says he wants to die on the red planet. I'm down with that. More room for me, more room for you. Just hope the Martians welcome immigrants. I read today that the Earth's human population should peak at just under 11 billion of us in 50 years or so, and then start to decline. And that's not counting all the Musk masses emigrating off-planet. I'm not sure who does the calculations for half a century out, but I won't be here to fact-check. 11 billion is a hell of a lot of us, mostly crowded into coastal cities, soon to be inundated by sea rise, high tides, and storm surges. Kansas, get ready for urban refugees. Today here it's 85 degrees, the sun is warm, the mountains are hazy over a Puget Sound rippled by onshore winds. Our garden has given us dinner tonight. Our insular little world seems, well, like paradise. What? Me worry?